Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. pouring out my life gratefully.
Praise God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, as we, Father, give you all the glory, Lord, as we raise our hands to the Lord, hallelujah. Uplifting the name of Jesus, glory to God, and just letting him have his perfect and divine way. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. I just come to you. This is Prophetess V. My show is What's Grilling Today. And I come with open arms, amen, to God, just asking him to speak through me and to the people, amen. Today, I tell you, we thank God for Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, hallelujah, thanking him and for blessing them to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. I just want to thank everyone that has tuned in on today. Again, this is Prophetess V. Amen. I'm coming to you, amen, live radio with a word straight from the throne of heaven. I thought I was coming, y'all, with a word differently as I now actually set up some notes. This is what's so fun. I'm going to tell y'all, God going to have his way. Amen. I had notes, amen, from earlier today, and I want to be honest, amen, to the radio internet listeners. I don't have a note, amen, that I wrote out today. Not a one thing is in my hand. See, God, amen, got to show us who is in control. Glory to God. And that's why everything that I say on today is coming straight from God, because I just lift my hands up to him and say, you know what, God, it's really, really you. Amen. And, you know, God got to show us every day, our every walk. When we submit to him and say, God, just take total control. You don't know what God is going to do. But I tell you, as long as you trust in God, amen, know, amen, that he is the author and the finisher, glory to God. He is the beginning and the end, hallelujah. And God don't do nothing, amen, he cannot fail. He can do all things but fail. So he don't do nothing out of coincidence and whatnot. This is God. He is all powerful. He owns the world, amen, and everybody that dwells in the world. He owns everything in the world, amen. Hallelujah. But I just want to give God glory today. Again, this is What's Grilling Today, amen, show, amen, today. Hallelujah. And again, I'm coming, amen, with full force of the Holy Spirit as he wants to use me, amen, today. I'm totally dependent on him, amen. Glory to God. I don't even have the regular Bible that I usually use on today. I got a different Bible that I'm really not even used to using, that Bible. But, amen, again, I said it's God. It's God. I just want y'all to know, amen, that I'm going to come with a prophetic word, amen, that God has given me. I'm going to pray. I'm going to prophesy. So y'all get your papers, your pencils ready. Listen, take notes. Amen. Also, get on your phone, maybe call someone, have them to listen in. Amen. I even sent out texts earlier today allowing for us to be able to be a blessing to others. Listen, I want y'all to hear me closely. When you receive a text from me, I send them texts as the Lord leads me. Sometimes I just totally don't even remember until maybe at the last minute. And that's because God has something that you might have prayed for, something that you might be wanting God to do, amen. And I mean, I don't be knowing how he's going to move. But listen, people of God, can I ask you to send a text to somebody? Because the reason why I say that is because people call me up wanting me to come pray for them. They call me up wanting a word of encouragement, amen. And I tell them sometimes, I say, the word is in you. Speak. Let the Lord use you. He'll speak a word from deep down within yourself. and speak a word to you. Amen. The power is in you. Glory to God. We just got to submit to the power. Glory to God. Just allowing God to have his way. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God. Amen. As I sent even a message out to Kenny on last week, I had been looking for him. Actually, someone, when I was a little girl on the east side, I grew up on the east side of Detroit. And the Adams family, I'm going to say it, the Adams family, amen, I had been searching for him for a while, and I found out that he had moved away, amen, and I didn't know where he was, but I was just wanting to reach out to him because the fire was in me so strong to just reach out to him. And how many of y'all know God revealed to me, amen, where he was? And when I got to the place of where he was residing, I wasn't able to go up because I did not know what was the apartment number. But how many of y'all know that God got the message in his hand, amen? And even though I did not see him, he did contact me, amen, and I was able to hear his voice, glory to God, and I'm able now to come to where he is, and prayerfully I will be able to come see him if that's God's willing and pray for him. So, you know, y'all just got to believe God. Because it is him that makes it happen. It's him that makes the divine connections. Because I feel there was a divine connection. It was in my spirit, amen, to reach out to him, amen, over the past 6 months. But again, I didn't know where he was. And God had allowed me, amen, to find where he was, amen, and made that connection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, y'all, I want to let you all know for 2021, amen, that God is speaking, amen, to those that will have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. But God is calling, amen, for submission. Submission. Put the brakes on it and slow down. Some people are just running. What are you running for? Slow down. It's a pandemic that is going on. It has slowed down a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you, some people still ain't slowing down. Some people still not submitting. I'm telling you, something is about to happen on this earth, and we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you have to hear, amen, what the Spirit of God is speaking to you today. Glory to God. And I'm just not speaking, amen, just saying something. I'm giving you what is coming in my spirit. Amen. I told y'all on last week and the week before that, amen, the word that it seemed like what God has been giving me is all about faith. For it speaks in the book of Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for. I think it's 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so when you just believe, amen, and walk by faith, for everyone has a mustard seed of faith, amen, that God has given us all, amen. And so you have a mustard seed of faith, amen, and that seed of faith can grow as you allow it to grow, and then just allow God, amen, to allow you to go through the things, amen, that he's calling for us to go through, that faith will grow and grow and grow, amen, to be very powerful. And then when the enemy comes like a flood in your life, he ain't going to move you because you're going to stand strong, amen. You're going to stand firm, amen. You're going to know, open your mouth and fight the devil back. Don't be silent because that's the reason why, amen, you feel that the devil is getting victory over you. Well, it's written we have the victory over the enemy. But when you don't open your mouth, the devil will keep beating up on you. But you got to open your mouth and you got to decree and declare what the word of God says, amen. For God says, amen, that when we walk by faith and not by sight, glory to God, the Bible says it is impossible.
impossible to please him with our faith. So just trust God, amen, that he is fighting your every battle, amen, no matter what it is that you might be going through today, amen. Just know, amen, that God is in control. I say it on every show. God is in control. And when I'm going to be saying that periodically through the show. God is in control. Because why? I want y'all to see it. I don't care if you may be feeling a weight where you're feeling tired in your body, like you just want to give up. God is in control. Then you just speak to that body and tell that body to line up with the word of God. Listen, y'all, Jesus died on the cross for my sins, your sins, everybody's sins. Not for nothing that he did, okay? It was for everything that we would have done and would do, amen. He bore that on the cross. Amen, everything. So it's nothing that God did not take care of for us, amen, because it's all taken care of. The salvation part is taken care of. Some ain't walking in salvation because they haven't asked, amen. They haven't asked. Simply ask, glory to God, and receive what God, amen, wants to do in your life, glory to God. And then the other messages I think on last week was overcoming fear. Why? Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That is what we're supposed to be operating out of. I'm just backtracking before I go to the new word that God has given for 2021. And again, Happy New Year, everybody. Amen. Get ready for there's great things on the horizon for you. Amen. But you know what? You got to go after it. Glory to God. But again, let me go back because I don't want to lose point. I don't want to lose track of what it is that God wants me to do. Overcoming fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and a sound mind. So you have the power. Amen. The peace of mind is there. When the enemy comes, amen, try to throw stuff across your path and try to speak to you, amen, and tell you all this crazy stuff, dropping all this crazy stuff in your spirit, and you know that's not God, you got to tell that devil, you know what? Peace. Be still. Glory to God. And peace will be still in your life, glory to God. You got to speak to the enemy. I was called, amen, to come and pray for a lady on last week. And actually, God, he set it up because when I got there, amen, she was sharing with me that she had been seeing all kind of spirits and they was coming in her room. And let me tell y'all something. Some people got a gift. See, some people say that's crazy. That's crazy. Ain't no spirits coming in nobody's room and sitting down and talking to them and this and that and this and that. I said, you know what? Familiar spirits can come. Familiar spirits. People have gifts. I got it. My sister, she has the gift to see spirits. She can come in a house and actually see stuff. Operate. That's the gift that girl has. She just needs to allow God to sharpen that gift that she has. Well, some of you may be saying, well, that's not scripture. Yes, it is. It's a familiar spirit. It is scripture. It's not the actual spirit of the person, but it could be a familiar spirit. It's demon. Don't you know it's a whole nother world in the spiritual realm that's going on? It's spirits walking around doing all kinds of stuff. Why you think when people do stuff and people in jail, they're sitting up in jail and they said that something told them to do this or something told them to pull the trigger? They ain't lying. Something did tell them. It's an evil spirit that got into them. Took control for that quick moment. Sometimes I have to say myself, back in my earlier years, I was in my 20s, and I know, amen, that I'm not an evil person, never have been an evil person. I've always been a loving person, but before I got saved, yeah, there were some things that I did. It was a demon that jumped on me, and I tried to literally hurt someone real bad, but it didn't kill the person. But it did hurt them very bad, which I can't say because I don't know who may be listening on this radio station. But I'm going to tell y'all that the spirit world is real. It's evil spirits that is lurking in the atmosphere. It's lurking. That's why you got to speak amen, with the power and authority, amen, that God has given us, and command them demons to go. What you think that the devil appeared to Jesus on the mountain, told him to jump over that mountain and whatnot, and that he will be saved and whatnot? How you gonna tell Jesus he gonna be saved? Jesus is all power, glory to God. So the devil spoke to him. He had to rebuke. He said, rebuke ye. I rebuke ye, Satan. Get under my feet. He had to rebuke the devil. So what makes us think that we won't, or we won't be in a situation where we're going to have to rebuke Satan? Yes. You got to open up your mouth. You cannot continue to allow the enemy to beat you over your head and tell you things that's not real. You got to say, Satan, get thee behind me, get thee under my feet, for I trample under you right now. You take authority, glory to God. So that was that word, amen, that God gave me about overcoming fear. When fear comes to cripple you. Fear comes to steal your joy. Fear comes to stop you and from being blessed. Because you're caught up in the fear. I mean, be honest with you, what's going on in the world today with this pandemic and the COVID-19, them literally caused some people to automatically fall into fear. But I'm telling you, you got to shake that. You cannot allow, amen, the fear to grip you and overtake you. Yes, we must follow the rules of the land. One of the rules of the land is to wear a mask. So when you're out in public, wear your mask. And you know, that's what the those in authority, it speaks about those that have that govern over you and whatnot. Amen. Those that are in authority. So we are to listen. Amen. They're not going to tell you nothing about jumping in the river and drowning yourself. You got common sense. So we have to follow the rules of the land, because why? We dwell in the land. Okay, so we don't want to be walking in a spirit of disobedience, because disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. Okay, so when you be disobedient, amen, disobedient to your parents, the children, being disobedient to them, being disobedient when your boss asks you to do something on the job, I ain't doing that, you being disobedient, how God gonna bless you, and you can't even do what your boss asks you to do, and then wonder why you get fired? No, the devil that wasn't the devil, that was you, glory to God. We just got to be able to follow the rules, amen, that we're given. Hallelujah. Well, again, people of God, I thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. Listen, I want you all to give them a call. Write this number down, 313-583-9739. And if you would like to send, amen, a donation, amen, to them, amen. I remember I told y'all now, my notes, amen, I don't have none of my notes, and I'm praying, amen, that everything I'm giving y'all, I'm going in the order, but it's www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. But most just call them. You give them a call, amen. They can give you more information about sending in a donation, amen, to keep the radio show going strong, okay? Now, let's get ready to get into this word, amen. And I promise y'all, if y'all just hold on, amen, I'm going to prophesy some things. You know, I was a little shook up today, amen. But I'm good, amen, because I went thinking I got set up to take my computer somewhere to have it repaired on yesterday, and only to find out that the person that I took my computer to have fixed, which the young man did fix it, only to find this morning that the father had passed away. Oh, my God. And I was there yesterday. But how many of you know that God sets you up in the place where he needs you to be? Okay, I might have thought I was going to just get that computer fixed. It was a many places I could have took the computer to have fixed, because I know about three different people that work on computers. But for some reason, it was in my spirit strongly to take the computer, amen, thank God my son referred him, take the computer over there and let the gentleman, he's a little computer whiz, let him fix it. And then I just so happened, me and the father were sitting there, and we were talking for a long time as the son was fixing on the computer. And then this morning, amen, well, before I left, I said a prayer for him, and I said, you want God, what do you want God to do for you? This is exactly what I said, people of God, listen to me closely. I said, what do you want God to do for you? He said, well, heart. He said, I say, are you on the list to get new kidneys? Because he was on kidney dialysis. And he said, well, you know, they're not going to do the kidney, give me the kidney or put me on that until the heart gets stronger. He said, but my heart then got strong. I said, okay, so we're going to pray. God going to give you a new heart and new kidneys. Amen. And so he said, amen. And so we went into prayer, and I prayed for him, and amen. And then I got my things, amen. I was excited. He said, I'm going to pay for your computer for you. Because I asked the son, I said, how much do I owe you? He said, He said, I'm going to pay for you. I said, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all know God is good. But anyway, and then this morning I woke up to a phone call, and someone told me he had passed away this morning. I said, what? Listen, people of God, you got to be open to the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Because what if I had said, well, I don't feel like taking this computer over there today. No, I ain't doing it. But I told you, it was so strong on me. Just go ahead and take that computer over there. I was on Facebook the other day. It was an urgency in my spirit to get on Facebook. I don't usually do that. I'm not a Facebook person like that. But I got on Facebook, y'all, and it was an urgency in my spirit. And when you all get a chance, go on there. And I had put a word on there from the Lord. But I'm telling you, y'all, if y'all got to be open, you got to be sensitive to the voice of God. Don't go by this flesh. See, that's why the word today that I got for y'all today, you got to hear it. You got to really hear it. You got to sit down, marinate the word that I'm going to release today according to God's plan and purpose. I'm going to give it to you today, and I want you to be open. I want you to hear it. I want you to let it saturate. I want you to be obedient. Amen. Most things, just be obedient. Because God is going to speak to each and every single one of you. Because why? You did not come on this line by mistake. You didn't tune on to this line by mistake. Glory to God. Even a little bit of things that I have shared with you now, up to now, amen, it should have touched you in some kind of way. God is real. Amen. Jesus Christ, amen, to the glory of God, he is coming. So, and I don't care if we've been hearing that over and over for 100 years, 1,000 years, 2,000. Yeah, he coming back, glory to God. And he's coming back for a church without spot nor wrinkle, glory to God. He's coming back, amen. And we got to be ready. We can't be like, amen, the five foolish virgins. Glory to God, they wasn't ready when he came. He was coming to be a blessing. But they wasn't ready. Listen, y'all, I'm hearing, amen, it's 5 of y'all listening on here today. Y'all ain't ready, but you better be ready, amen. Before this call is over, you better get ready, glory to God. Now, we about to go into this word, and I want y'all to turn to the book of Jonah. If you got your Bibles, your cell phones, your laptops, your computers, I want you to go to Jonah chapter 3. And that's where I'm going to read the first two scriptures. Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, it says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go on to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preachings that I bid thee. And Jonah arose and went on to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. I'm going to stop. Glory to God. I'm going to stop. The word of the Lord, amen, that came, amen, to me today for the people of God, is it's time to fast. Glory to God. I'm going to say it again, people. It's time to fast. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for this word. I thank you, Lord God, for this word, Father, from heaven, Father, that will fall down, Father, not on deaf ears. But, Father, it will fall down on the ears of the people, Father, that they will hear, Lord, what the Spirit of God is speaking. Even for the prophetic word that's coming forth for 2021, that they will be, Father, in attentive to the word, that they will be open to the word, God, that is released through your servant, Father, myself, Father, opening up my spirit, Father, to be used as an instrument, Father, to speak to your children and also to myself. In the name of Jesus, and to God be the glory, I rebuke Satan and every assignment that he has sent out against me, my family, the radio listeners, my ministry. I cancel it by the blood of Jesus, and I speak for God's perfect will to be done in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. People, it's time to fast. God, amen, spoke to me, amen. He spoke to Valina to go to that great city, amen. Hallelujah, the city of Detroit. This is a great city to speak, amen. Because listen, people of God, in Detroit, something is getting ready to happen. And this connection that God is releasing in the city of Detroit, you have to be ready to be a part of it. Because there is a shaking, amen, that is happening even now. There are some things that are being brought forth even now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are some connections that's coming forth even now. And if you in your sleep and slumber, amen, you're going to miss it. You got to awake from the deep sleep. I speak and call out. Lazarus, come forth in the name of Jesus. Awake. Hallelujah, out of a dead state. And come alive, glory to God. I speak to every person that will hear, amen, this message to come alive in Jesus Christ. Hear what the word of God is speaking to you in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord saying, even as you lay down, you lay down and you say, God, speak a word to me. Show me in my spirit even as I sleep. As I rest, let me rest under the anointing and the power of God. Let the angels be surrounding me as I rest under the power and the anointing of God. And allow me to see my destiny. Allow me to see where you are taking me. Allow me to see where I have been laid back and just not been in the spirit of disobedience, in the spirit of rejection. Hallelujah. Let me see, God. Speak to the wind that they will obey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speak to the atmosphere. Hallelujah. To be still and hear what God is speaking. Oh, today, it's time to fast, children of God. It's time to fast. And you may say, well, I've never been on a fast before. I want you to write this down. I'm going to give you some fasts, although the Lord is going, he's going to speak to you. But there are some fasts, amen, that you can go on with just drinking liquids. Keep it, because you got to keep your body nourished. Glory to God. Now, if God, amen, call you, amen, on a fast like he did, Jesus was on a 40-day fast. And that's a powerful fast. I have not even went on a 40-day fast myself. Glory to God. And I know God has put me on a lot of fasts. I think the most has been 21 days. Glory to God. But listen, that don't mean you have to go on that fast. You can do a 24-hour fast starting out. Don't eat nothing for 24 hours. Just drink a bunch of liquid. Put that water into your system. Just keep drinking water, water, water. Okay? Then once you cross that 24-hour fast, amen, wait, and then go on another fast. Maybe you'll have one meal a day or two meals a day. Maybe you'll have salad and soup. But when you set yourself up to fast, it humbles your soul. It humbles your spirit. Amen. It allows you to hear clear in the spiritual realm. It allows you to hear from God. It allows you, amen, to move in God's will. It allows you to see what you may have been blinded to. It's power and fasting. You may go on the fast. Some of y'all might be coffee drinkers. Love to drink coffee. Well, put the coffee down. Go on a fast away from drinking coffee for about 3 days. God knows that you are sacrificing this for him. It'll change your whole course of direction. Let's say, for instance, if you got some decisions or whatever, some things you may want God to do in your life, to do for you, you can go on a fast to get answers to questions that you may have. You can go on a fast for that. And for sure, guarantee, you will get direction. You might be in a relationship with somebody, and you may feel, well, I'm not sure if this is the person that God wants me to be with. Go on a fast. And God will reveal it to you. And then when God reveals it to you, don't question God. We don't have to question God. Why? Because he's an all-knowing God. I said in the beginning, he knows the end from the beginning to the end. He knows everything. Before we would even enter into a place, God knows what's getting ready to happen before we enter in. God is powerful. Remember, he spoke a world into existence. 7 days, 6 days, he spoke the world. The seventh day was rest. Go on a fast, amen, for direction for the year of 2021. Go on a fast. God, I know I need you to show me. I need God, you to remove some people out of my life. Some of y'all ain't been able to shake some people that really don't need to be in your life because they ain't did nothing but held you back and been a crutch. Fast for God to remove them. And I promise you, God will remove them. I went on a fast because I was working this job some years ago. I was working for the city. And this one person that I used to work with, they was just too much. Just evil. Just always kept up confusion. I just believed that this person was sent of the devil. Really, I did. And I said, you know what, Lord? At this time, I'm back in my 20s, and you know, I'm knowing the Lord and whatnot. But I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to stay safe. This person, I just can't deal with them. I've been on this job for like 10 years, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I need you to do something. And I went on the fast. And I promise you, when I came off that fast, that person was gone already. God had moved them on to another department, praise the Lord. But I had peace of mind when I would come to my job and do my work, do my assignment. I had peace of mind, praise God. So it's nothing God can't do. He can do all things but fail people of God. God can do all things. So now, going back, speaking about Jonah was being disobedient in the beginning. When God gave him instructions, and see, we don't want to be disobedient when God give us something to do. Let's just have an open heart, open spirit, open mind, and say, okay, God, well, your will be done. Just cause me just to be obedient. But Jonah was rebellious in the beginning. When God gave him an assignment, because he was taking matters into his own hands because he had personal issues with the people in the city. And so he wanted to question God, well, why you want to do this for them? I mean, I don't understand that. It's not for you to understand, people of God. And then finally, after being swallowed up in the belly of the whale, and we don't want to be swallowed up, We don't want to be swallowed up. We don't want things, amen, our blessings to stop flowing in our lives. We don't want to, some people end up in jail behind bars because of their disobedience. Instead of waiting on the Lord, they want to take matters into their own hands. We don't want to be disobedient to God. Let's just make our minds up, people. Let's just touch and agree. We're going to be obedient for the year 2021. We're going to get all that God got for us. Amen. Amen. And so, back to the message about Jonah. He was in that belly, amen, swallowed up for 3 days, and then the whale couldn't even kill him. Why? Because God wouldn't like let the whale kill him. God wouldn't even, it wouldn't even let the whale harm him. But he had to sit in the place. How many of y'all know you got to sit in the place, amen, and can't move nowhere? Your car broke down. I can't get in the car. I go nowhere. Because you know why? God broke that car down so you can sit yourself down and hear what God is saying. See, Jonah couldn't go nowhere because he was swallowed up in that the belly of that whale. So he couldn't go nowhere. Why? Until God opened the mouth of the whale and let him out. I'm putting this story like this because when God is ready to move you, when he is sending out, amen, messages to you, you got a message from me. You done got a message from somebody else. You done got a call on the phone from somebody. They done told you, after the mouth of two or three, let every word be established. I'm talking to somebody, and you ain't did it yet. Why? Because the circumstance around you, it ain't right. You may feel it. You ain't got the credentials that you need, or you don't have the things before you that you need, the equipment, amen, to move forth. Why are you waiting? And God already said to move. God already know, amen, again, the beginning from the end from the beginning. God already know some things ain't going to happen until you get up and make that move. Because what did I say a week ago? It's impossible to please God. Those who that ain't moving out, it's impossible to please God. God want to see some action. I said even on last week, there were some people, some of y'all was on the line last week. You don't have a job. Your unemployment is going to be running out soon. You don't even have a job. You got to trust God that God, when that unemployment runs out, God is going to have something ready for you if you step out by faith, amen, and believe. There are some things it's going to take for you to believe. But just know that God is sending a message, amen, to equip you, to get you ready for 2021, because there are some things that you are getting ready to walk into, and God can't push you there. I'm talking to myself. He can't push you there unless you are ready. He is preparing you. 2020 was the year of preparation. Now, 2021 is the year of execution. Glory to God. It's time for us now to get ready. It's time for us to get packed. It's time for some of y'all to move from where you are. I don't care if you've been there 5, 6, 7 years. It's time for you to go. Why? Your assignment is done there. Now it's time to move on to the next assignment. Glory to God. That's why God got you sitting. Because God been saying that. And you still ain't moved yet. Glory to God. I'm gonna tell you something, and it may sound stupid to you. It may not make sense. Well, how many of you know God will tell you to do some things that don't make no sense at all? I used to have this vehicle. It was called a Horizon. I think that's what that was. No, it was an Escort. That's what it was. And long story short, the Escort had got the boot on it. You know, when you don't pay your tickets and whatnot, you get the boot on your car. See, I passed that phase of being a Jonah. Because you know what? God is in control. So, anyway, the car got taken. I owe some tickets. So I'm at home and I'm crying because I say, God, you done let them take my car. Now what I'm going to do? I ain't got no car, isn't it? At that time, I was working, slinging oil, working for the oil man. And some of y'all may know. And I was passing out oil. I was going picking up oil. I mean, bottles of oil. I was jumping on the bus, passing oil out to the people on the bus. The bus driver stopped at the stop. Bus stop, and I jumped on the bus and said, bus driver, I just want to bless these people with this oil. Ran through the bus, just throwing oil to everybody. They was taking that oil. Then I said, okay, let me out here. Open up the back door, and I jump off the bus. I say, bless you, bus driver. He pull off. I sit there, wait till the next bus. Jump on that bus, repeat the same thing. Had on my army gear and everything. I'm girded up and everything, y'all. Amen. And so, They take my car and to pound, police pound. I'm crying. I ain't got the money for my car. God said, take them keys and take them to that car. He gave me instructions. He said, take them keys and put them keys over the sun visor. Now, mind y'all, I had a bunch of oil in that car. I mean, bottles and bottles and bottles of oil that I had collected from the oil slinger, the bishop who was here doing the oil. And so I did what God told me to do, y'all. I took the key and I put it up over the sun visor. I had went there and told them, I say, well, excuse me, I say, I have some things in there that I need to get out, you know. I said, but I'm going to leave the car. I'm not even able to get it. And, you know, I didn't tell them. You know, God told me that I need to take the key and put it in there and this and that and this and that. And so when I got in the car, they allowed me. The man walked me back there. He stood on the side while I was picking up a few things. And God said, leave that oil. And he said, put them keys on that sun visor. And I put the keys up there on the sun, but I snuck them up there. And so then God said, when the person gets in this car, that I'm going to bless them with this car, and they're going to have all this oil. But when they go to pull the flap down, the keys is going to fall in their lap. And I said, amen, to God be the glory. And I just gave God praise, and I walked on the way. Because how many of you know, I graduated from out of the belly of the whale. Well, I learned to hear and to obey God. Hallelujah. And some of y'all need to learn and obey God. Because why? You don't know where your next vehicle is coming from. You don't know what God is going to do in the midst of you humbling yourself, submitting yourself, and just doing as God leads you. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit come where you are right now and speak to you on today. Don't you allow 2021 to be here and you still living the way you was living in 2020. It's time for some of y'all to come out of the belly of the whale and walk in obedience to God. Glory to God. Ain't you tired now? You're tired. Why? Because nothing's been working for your behalf that you feel. Because you're not in a place where you feel you need to be. You may not be in that place because you've been in the belly of that whale. I'm only telling you this because I didn't even know this was a message that God was going to bring me to speak on today. But the Holy Spirit is having his perfect and divine way through me to speak to the people of God today. You keep on trying to figure out, hey man, that you're going to do it this way and do it that way and do it that. That's not the way God is telling you to do it. Just get into the presence of God. Shut everything around. Shut it down, everything around you. And get into the presence of God. Some of y'all may not even know how to get into the presence of God. Let me share something with you. Get in a place. Sit down. Turn on some worship music. I mean real worship music. And then let it speak to your spirit. Glory to God. And God will speak to you. God will give you direction. God will tell you what your purpose is. God will show you a plan. Glory to God. But sometimes God ain't going to show you the whole plan. Amen. Listen, y'all. I want to let you know, you didn't tune in to this radio station by accident. Because I want to pray. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that this is the best year that you have ever had in your entire life. I prophesy that whatever has been holding you up, that it ain't going to hold you up no more for 2021. I prophesy discipline in your spirit now. I prophesy for you to walk in obedience to the Spirit of God. I prophesy that this is the year that God will visit you. I prophesy that you will receive the supernatural. I prophesy that you won't be set in your ways, but you will be open to the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy for your eyes and your ears to come open. And that you will see God in a way in which you have never seen in your life. That he will reveal himself to you in a way you ain't never seen him before. I speak it in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over your bodies. Somebody touch their back. Touch your back right now. Touch your back. Somebody touch your neck right now. Touch your neck. I speak healing to come forth. Today, be made whole. Walk in wholeness. Walk in the fullness of God. Walk in total healing. In the name of Jesus, let the light of glory shine down upon you right now. Somebody knees, amen, touch your knees right now, glory to God. Feel, Father God, they press with your presence. Fill them up with your presence, Father God. Bring healing, Holy Spirit. Even through the radio waves, bring the healing anointing to flow in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I curse infirmity. Spirit of sickness and disease, that's not of God. I curse it from the root right now. In the name of Jesus. I see raining. I see some rain. It's like I saw glitter. I see glitter raining down from the heavens. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I usually don't prophesy this, but I see a new vehicle coming to somebody. Hallelujah. It seems like I'm not sure what this was, the shape of like a what is it? Is that a Cadillac or something like that? I don't know. Amen. But there's something. It's a new vehicle coming to something. I don't know if that's what you've been praying for, but glory be to God. I usually don't prophesy nothing like that, but I only know what I just saw. Amen. Amen. Peace of mind. Hallelujah. Peace be still. Don't y'all know it's a sin? It's a sin to worry. Don't worry. If God take care of the fish and the fowl and the birds and flying in the air, he take care of them on a daily basis. What makes you think, amen, that God won't take care of you? Hallelujah. You mean more to him. Hallelujah. It's time for y'all to come out of the belly of the whale. Be delivered on today. Walk in fullness of glory, of the glory of God. Walk in total deliverance. Glory be to God. Stop being judgmental. God don't want. God is the judge. Glory to God. Not us. Love on your family. Love on your husband. Forgive your wife. Husband, husband, forgive your wife. Glory to God. Start anew for 2021. Hallelujah. I just speak the blessings, for it's blessings on the horizon. Let's get in place, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready, amen, to go off the air, but if there's someone, I know it was five people that needed to give their life to the Lord. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Glory to God. This hour went by so fast. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all my sins, sins known and unknown. Lord Jesus, come into my life and be Lord of my life. I ask you now. Devil, I rebuke you now, and every assignment that you have sent in my life is canceled by the blood of Jesus, for I am a child of God. And people of God, if you said that prayer, glory to God, he is entering into your spirit now. He is Lord of your life right now. Glory be to God. And I'm going to sign off, amen, but I want you all to know, amen, greater is on the horizon for you. Step out the belly of that whale and just be obedient to the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for touching them, God. Hallelujah. Wherever they sit, wherever they stand, that you will be a blessing to them continually, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you listening in. Amen. Listening in on today. And just know that God is truly in control. So have your way, God. And bless them richly. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we thank you for coming in. We thank you. Amen. Hallelujah, for tuning in to What's Grilling Today and hearing this word from the Lord. I pray again that it will richly bless you. Amen. And just allow God again to just have his perfect and divine way in and through you. Be a blessing on next week. Amen. Send, amen, the message out, amen. I want y'all to go on Facebook, glory to God, amen. Listen to the message. Send it on your Facebook pages. Share it with someone, amen, and be a blessing in their life, glory to God. We are about to tune, shut down, and we'll see you on next week, amen. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Love you.